to have a special welcome to our girls' haven. Hi, girls. Let's welcome them with a nice applause. And you guys are our special guests for today. We're so happy that you can join us this morning. This is our church family, and we just want to share in the love of Jesus with you guys. And yesterday, I met some of them at a Fishy Friday. And then we did some fishing. I got some worm guts in my fingers, which I don't like to do myself, but I did it for the girls, so huge sacrifice. Not a huge sacrifice. But we're so happy that we could bless them in some way, and we're happy that you guys are here this morning with us. Hey, this morning I have a really simple and short message that I just wanted to share. But before we do that, let's have a quick word of prayer. Gracious Father, Lord, sometimes it's hard to find the right words to really share the good news of Jesus. Lord, words fail me in the sense that I cannot fully describe the goodness of God. But this morning, Lord, I pray that you will enable us to just get a glimpse of how you view us and your love for us. Help me to share those words. Would you place those words upon my lips, Lord? And I pray that your Holy Spirit will speak to each one of us. We ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Many years ago, this guy would take these Mustangs and rebuild it for his customers. And one day, he went down to Mexico just looking for a junk. And he had a project in mind, and he bought that car you see with the red arrow, and that was a Mustang. It was a 1968, let's see if I get this right, Ford Mustang Fastback. And he brought it back with him, thinking that, you know, I'm gonna turn this junk into something that people can drive. As he started looking at the VIN number, he did the research, he discovered that this car was much more valuable than what people had seen or knew about. In fact, this was one of the two original cars in the iconic film that I think is called, what's his name, Steve McQueen. He had a movie out in 1968. It was one of the two original cars, and it had been missing for years. And here he found it sitting in the middle of a junkyard for decades. It was kind of a minor miracle that it wasn't crushed for scrap metal. And he finds out this car, and it's literally a treasure. The other one known in existence that was not as bad as this one sold at auction recently for $3.7 million. How about you and I after today? Tomorrow we'll go to the junkyard, start looking for some old cars. Maybe we'll hit it big too. How about there's that car that was in the movies? How about this car? How many of you would pay $100 for this scrap? All right, Johnny, we got a couple of bidders. How about 1,000? Do I hear 1,000? Would you pay 10,000? No bidders. How about 100,000? Anyone for $1 million for this scrap? I would hope not. But do you know this actually scrap sold for $1.9 million? Why? Because this is a 1954 Ferrari Mondeo Spider. There was only 13 ever made, and this was number two. And somehow, during a race, it caught on fire, so it got destroyed. And someone found it, and this was special in that the founder of Ferrari, Enzo Ferrari himself, actually sold this car. And the first driver for Ferrari's races, he actually owned it. And so someone saw value in this piece of junk, scrap metal, and bought it for $1.9 million. You see, to one person, this car was a worthless piece of junk, but to another person, a priceless treasure. It's all a matter of perspective. On the surface, it's nothing but a rough, broken, bent, rusted, unusable, undrivable piece of scrap. But the person that bought it saw much more. He saw more than a piece of junk. To him, it was treasure. And he saw the beauty of what it once was. And he saw the potential, what it could be. And he saw with some love and a lot of care that this car could be restored into something special. And this would, that's the other picture, but it could potentially look like that. And that car would be worth probably $3 million if we sold it today. As people, we're kind of similar in that sense. We, you and I, we are each broken in our own way. And many times we feel rejected and people have rejected us. And sometimes we feel that we are not of any self-worth. We feel worthless. And sometimes the way others see us, they don't put any special value or emphasis on our existence. But praise God, not so was God. No matter how broken we are, God sees you and I as treasure. We are precious in His sight. And He sees who we can become with a lot of love, with a lot of care. He sees what we can be. You know, we see many examples of that in scriptures. David in the Bible wasn't anyone who thought he would be king material, right? He was a shepherd. In fact, when they called, Samuel came to anoint the next king. David wasn't even there because he wasn't even worthy to be in the presence. But God saw in David much more, and God made him king. The fishermen, the disciples, many of them were fishermen. Who would choose some fishermen to be the world changers, to be the leaders of the Christian movement? Most people would not. But Jesus saw in them much more. He saw them as potential leaders. Moses is the same thing. Moses was a shepherd. Who would pick Moses to establish a nation? But God chose Moses. In Acts, actually, I don't have the verse. It tells us this. Acts chapter 4, verse 10 and 11, and it says this. Let it be known to you all, that to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom you raised from the dead, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you. Verse 11 says this, and this is the stone which was rejected by your builders, which he has become the chief cornerstone. And very similarly, Jesus was also rejected. The Pharisees and Sadducees did not see much value or any kind of significance in Jesus. He was despised, rejected, all of that. Yet, he became the instrument of salvation. He was much more than physical appearances. He was more than a carpenter. He was more than a lowly man, but he was the Savior to the world. He was much more than meets the eye. So Scripture says, let it be known to you all that this stone which was rejected by the builders, this Jesus, became the corner piece of salvation. This stone, this is not the original picture, but I found a picture online that was kind of similar. This is a 17 feet piece of solid marble. And some thousands of years ago, there was an artist named Duccio. I hope I said the Italian name right. Bertuccio, he took this piece of marble and then he decided to make something, some sculpture out of it. But after just beginning to work on it, he quickly realized this is not a project that he can do. And he thought this piece of marble was unusable and even impossible, so he rejected it. 10 years later, another famous artist comes along, and he too tries to work with this marble, and to no avail. And he even stated, no, this piece of marble has too many imperfections, too many flaws for us to make anything out of it. So he rejected it. And there it lay for 40 years, unused, rejected. Then comes a young man at the age of 24 named Michelangelo. And he takes this 17-foot piece of rejected marble with all its imperfections, and he saw that in the proper hands, it could be a masterpiece. He saw that with a lot of love and a lot of effort and a lot of cares, that this block of marble could be something special. And for the next 3 years, he worked tirelessly on this sculpture of David. And he took this hardened piece of marble. It was chiseled in the hand. It was all his tools. And he took this rejected marble and made and carved out this masterpiece. And today, people from all over the world come to see this masterpiece, the statue of David. You see, the problem wasn't the marble. That hard, shapeless marble just needed to be worked on by the right person. And the Bible says to us this, "But now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are our potter. And all of us are the work of your hand." You see, it's not so much that we are the problem in the sense that we are all flawed. But the question is, are you willing to place yourself in the right hands? Very much like this block of marble, we are hard like stone. We each have our own imperfections, and we too are rejected. But if we choose to place ourselves in the hands of Jesus, he can chip away at our stony hearts. And despite our imperfections, in the hands of Jesus, we too can become his masterpiece. May God bless you guys.